All right, so hey, before we started this, Nate, you said you had been doing some research on the NFL.
Well, not necessarily research, just some thoughts.
Yeah, why don't we talk about that? Because I think we have beaten this dead horse that is what's going on with Madden.
Wilbur.
Sorry, actually, that was a terrible. It's more like off. Wilbur. That's how.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it's more like that. Sorry, I watched a little.
Peanut butter.
Mr. Ed, when I was young.
Oh, that's how I got him to move his mouth. Peanut butter.
Well, that's how I get myself to move my own mouth. Also peanut butter.
So I got this idea because I was sitting there and everybody knows how I'm, the term would be like, I'm a simp or a stan for Drew Locke. Is that the right term? I mean, is that right?
I don't know.
Like Sarita?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say that you're in love with them.
I'm not going.
I mean, he doesn't post the horse emojis whenever he posts about him, but.
Well, I almost did buy a sweatshirt that had the horse, then the cock, and then the lock. On it.
Wow.
And I was going to give it to Tim.
Antlers.
Yes, it is actually out there on the internet if you want to look for it. surprisingly.
Of all the really bad Google searches you could possibly.
Yeah. oh, yeah, don't do that. I was sitting there and I was like, okay, well, he's definitely like. I'm 80% positive that he's probably not going to try to end up in Seattle.
Who is currently on the Puppy Bowl right now?
Not that he doesn't like Seattle. That's actually been probably one of his best situations. Actually, it has been the best situation minus his original OC that he had in Denver.
Sure.
Again, it's the perfect example of you have to draft the quarterback and actually like believe in him.
Yeah.
Put that in place. You know, Josh Allen had people that did that. You know, Patrick Mahomes is the perfect example. Like Veach actually was scouting him as a freshman in high school. Yeah. I'm not high school, but in college.
Well, didn't they believe in him so much that one of the coaches like told him what questions were going to get asked in the interview?
Yeah. The OC that ended up in Chicago that's now back with them, not Haley.
I can't think of
what
his name.
I forgot his name. Anyhow, he's back with Kansas City anyhow. But he gave him the answers the night before.
Yeah.
I mean, that's that kind of thing. So, like, if
someone in Kansas City was scouting Drew Lock at a younger age too, but I don't think the owner's daughter counts. True story. They dated.
Yeah, they did date. and also their special teams coach was scouting Andy Drew Hill as well. But, you know, that's because he was a coach for Mizzou.
Oh, okay.
So it just got me thinking of what situations, and this is actually pre-Brady retiring, but I actually have Tampa on here. I actually came up with a plausible list here, and I'm just going to list them really quickly.
Okay.
And then it could just be an overall talking point. So, number one team, New York Jets. I don't think that it's – I mean, they're looking for a quarterback.
They're looking for a veteran, though.
Exactly. Not a Drew Lock, but I'm just kind of listing quarter. Then I had, cause I was just trying to go. It looks like I have AFC then NFC, Baltimore potentially.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Lamar behind that. Tennessee, Tannehill, mm-hmm. Houston, Indianapolis, Las Vegas, New York Giants, potentially, mm-hmm. Washington, New Orleans, Atlanta, potentially, even though I think they give Ritter a shot, but they wanted a veteran. Carolina, Tampa, because I highlighted Brady, Green Bay, Rodgers, Detroit, Goff, Seattle, Geno Smith, and Arizona, Murray. Because there's a lot of buzz right now. Is what do you do? Like, because they haven't hired a coach yet. Like, you know, so there's a lot of different things from the Lamar of they're definitely going to tag him.
Right.
At the very least, you know. But then you have some names there that there's some aging out, and then there's some kind of middle tiers. Right,
right, right, right. Right. Well, that's okay. So, like,
that's 16 teams.
Right. So Green Bay, I'd take Green Bay off the list here as an opportunity, because unless they want to bring him in as a backup competitor for Jordan Love, because they decide to move on from Aaron Rodgers.
You know the deal with Green Bay, right? And the history with Drew Lock, right?
Yeah, they wanted to get him, and that's why they traded up and got
Jordan Love
because they didn't want to miss out again. Yeah.
Yep. Adam Schefter just tweeted that the Jets have officially reached out to the Packers.
Okay, because Aaron has a relationship with Zach Wilson too.
Not Zach Wilson.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers does.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He does. And also the OC.
And say, yeah, and say what you want about him. I don't think he's bad for young quarterbacks.
No,
no,
no. Actually, he's been really good to Jordan Love.
He's been great to him. Yeah.
So because
better than Jordan Love deserves, in my opinion. I'm just kidding. Jordan Love's great.
so much hate.
I don't hate Jordan Love. I hate people that are on this Jordan Love hype train that think that thought that he was the next coming when he got drafted, because it wasn't there. He needed this time to develop. We talked about that when he was getting drafted. We liked him.
Yeah.
But he needed to sit behind a veteran like Aaron Rodgers and learn, and he's done nothing but improve because of it.
And Drew needed the same thing.
And he didn't get it.
And he didn't get it. And now he's partially damaged goods for a lot of teams. That kind of thing. But anyhow, that's... yeah.
Well, it's like Yoda with Luke Skywalker. He's too old to begin the training, right? No. Right. So, okay. So...
You will be.
Right.
You will...
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So if they trade Aaron Rodgers, then maybe Green Bay reaches out to him because they did like him, but they're not bringing him in to be the starter. Jordan Love's the starter.
He wants to start, and I almost think that time is unfortunately over. But in the right circumstances.
Right. It's similar to Geno. He has to get to the right circumstances at this point. So then I think the Jets are off the table. We talked about that.
Yeah.
I don't think Baltimore goes and gets him because I think they like.
They want a veteran.
They want a veteran. Yeah. They want Lamar, and they've got Huntley behind him, and I think Huntley did pretty good, you know, for their system, right?
Yeah.
So let's just let that continue to go.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta, you know, I don't know
I don't think that works either. Yeah, I was just throwing these out there.
Yeah. Well,
then I'm like, because they're going to be looking. All of these teams are going to be looking at least for a backup quarterback.
Yeah. Now Tampa Bay.
I don't want him in that situation, unfortunately. Like, that's the side of me, because I think that the coaching staff is less than desirable for his situation. But
I only think they go get him if they see him as a starter right now, though. Right? Like,
exactly. I
think the only teams that will be interested in him are teams that have an established starter and they're looking for a backup.
Exactly.
And I think that's how it's going
to
end up.
That's his market, yeah.
Right.
And that's going to have to be his choice. Is it worth it to go somewhere else when he already has a good thing going in that role in Seattle?
Yeah. Right.
And most of the Seattle media thinks that Drew will be back in that backup role.
Right.
You
mentioned Arizona. Arizona's not moving on from Kyler Murray. And I think the reason they don't have a coach right now is more because they're targeting somebody who's in the Super Bowl.
The defensive coordinator for the Eagles.
Right.
You know.
So I think I would take them off the table for interest in him. I kind of like the idea of Tennessee, but how much do they believe in Malik Willis at this point?
He didn't look good at all.
Nope. But that was his first year.
Yeah.
And he was only spot playing. He wasn't, you know, mm-hmm. he was supposed to be developing. That's why he didn't go in the first round. Mm-hmm. Just because he was like one of the top quarterbacks in the class didn't mean it was a good class, you know. So bringing him in there mm-hmm. Kind of makes sense, except for the fact I think you're still committed to Willis at this point, and I think you're still committed to Tannehill at this point.
Yeah.
So unless you cut ties with Tannehill.
Which they can do for a minimal, I think it's like $5 million.
But then they have to see Drew as the starter.
Exactly.
So I don't know. I think that's a really tough one. I think the mm-hmm. only teams that are going to go after a guy like Drew Lock are teams that have an established starter that are looking for somebody to be that backup.
Yeah. And I agree with you. Just the pipe dream that I want him to, you know.
Your favorite dream, if I'm not mistaken, is Carolina.
Okay. I did talk about this because Frank Wright is a former quarterback in the NFL, right?
Sure.
So you want an OC, like an offensive minded head coach, because all that he's had is a defensive minded head coach.
Okay.
Head coach wise, that's it. You know, Carroll obviously was a lot better than his previous situation. He at least got a little bit of a fighting chance last, to a degree.
To a degree.
Geno was going to be the starter from the get-go. Let's not be...
Right, yeah.
But Geno had to lose that.
Right.
And he didn't.
Okay, I didn't hear them on your list, but what about... maybe I just didn't hear him because I wasn't listening. But what about Minnesota?
So him going behind Cousins, that would work.
That was a team that was not sold on their backup situation.
I could see him learning a lot from Cousins.
I agree.
He has a better arm than Cousins, but Cousins has the accuracy.
He's a better rapper than Cousins.
He actually is.
Better dancer.
Better dancer.
Yeah, that's actually true. A lot better dancer.
So Cousins could learn a lot from him as well.
Yeah. No, that would be, again, an offensive-minded head coach, though. Right.
Right. And Minnesota is not an offensive minded head coach, or are they?
No, that is. That's O'Connell.
Okay.
Yeah.
O'Connell. Okay.
So, you know, like, again, an offensive minded head coach. Yeah. I didn't have him, them, or Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's, they're picket all the way.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Minnesota does need that backup situation. I think that would be a good one, for him. You know, him to be able to hopefully ease into that, right? He's still young. He's 25.
Yeah, that's young.
Like, he's only a year and a half older than Will Levis.
If he goes to, right? Yeah.
No, I mean, seriously.
He's probably younger than Stetson Bennett.
He actually is. Probably.
That was something we talked about in the last episode was the Jets going to get the Jets need to get a veteran quarterback, somebody older and more mature than Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, Stetson Bennett. They just drafted Stetson Bennett.
I think New Orleans, they want a veteran. The Washington situation, like, it depends on who they get as a OC.
Yeah.
But I don't really like, again, nothing against Ron Rivera. I think he actually is a pretty decent coach, but his track history just hasn't been that good with.
Well, you know, I think everybody sees that. And I don't know if you saw that interview with Sean Payton where he said that potential owners of the Washington team had reached out to him and said, if we win this bid, we would love to interview you for the head coaching position. You know, I think everybody knows that Ron hasn't done enough to keep mm-hmm. the job, but that the current ownership isn't going to fire him because it would cost them money, and they're mm-hmm. not going to spend money on a team that they're not going to own in a year or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do think overall, though, it's an interesting statement. You know, you're looking at it from the Drew perspective, but we're very much in a transition time now in the NFL of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You have some outstanding young quarterbacks who are truly entrenched, and those are the ones who are in the championship games. Brock Purdy not quite included, because that's going to be an interesting situation to just watch going forward, between the fact that they now have a whole bunch of injured guys that yeah. could all be starters, slash what do you do with Jimmy G, you know,
well, he's
contract.
Gone.
Jimmy G's gone.
He's yeah. gone.
But, you know, that you're coming up to this transition time of how do teams find that quarterback, develop that quarterback, because, you know, I don't think teams have had to do it this much as what they're going to have to now in the next few years. That, you know, you're about to age out another group. A group has just aged out.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ones who were prepared for it and picked up when they had those athletes that they could take the time to develop, you know, look at Josh Allen again, look at, you know, Mahomes. And Burrow was out of relative nowhere in the sense that, you know, nobody had Burrow on a chart until he won that championship.
Right.
But when he did, he had put all the pieces together to be able to just walk straight into the NFL until he got hurt again. But then he allowed him to develop again.
Yeah, he came back from that injury and was in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then was in deep in the playoffs this year, you know, and came down to a simple, you know, a tough ending to a game.
But you just listed, and I'm not good at math, but I'm looking at your sheet and it says 16. Pretty sure that's half the league.
Yes, that is accurate. That checks out.
And there's some other teams that, so to.
Did you say Oakland on your list?
Well, oh, no, yeah. Not Oakland, Las Vegas.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Did you say Las Vegas?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's why I didn't hear it, because I was listening for Oakland.
I didn't call them the Raiders.
San Diego is set at quarterback, by the way, just so you know.
Golly, that one still gets me. I could say Las Vegas Raiders, but San Diego Chargers.
I can't.
It's just, yeah, anyhow. And then there's other teams that need backups. Like, yep. And potentially all of, like, yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on in this, and you're aging out quarterbacks, you know, yep. And Rodgers may retire.
He might. Well, we'll know after 4 days of darkness.
I'm pretty sure Green Bay fans kind of hope he will.
I think they're getting a little tired at this point.
I think it's
drama.
But. I think it's actually time for a lot of that. Like, you know, like, and but also, like, credit to Green Bay. They're like, hey, you do you on that. We've made this financial commitment, right? It's going to hurt us in the long term.
Well, that's the commentary right now is that the Green Bay front office is pretty agitated and kind of feeling vindicated, and their sense of wanting to have moved on from him sooner, because they're like, look, you kind of held us hostage last year,
and they still are,
and when we committed all this money to you, and now you're like, well, now maybe it's time for me to move on. You know, it's like,
and the financial ramifications, because either way,
but I don't,
even if he retires, that's a cap hit.
This might be a hot take, but I don't think, other than, like, you know, doing a solitude retreat here, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is doing anything.
Darkness, say right. It.
Yeah.
Darkness.
Even though, I don't think Aaron's doing anything that other players aren't.
So he's going to sit in the bathroom and sing to himself?
That's exactly it, yeah. The question is, which version of the song does he sing? Is it better be Simon and Garfunkel? But... True. My point is...
That's disturbing.
Oh, jeez. My point is, he's just at a point in his life and career where he doesn't care what you think about it, and he's going to tell you what he's going to do.
Yeah.
He's being open and honest and just going wherever it takes him, right? And that's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, because he doesn't care if he hurts your feelings or disagrees with you or says something that you think is stupid or is actually stupid. You know, he's going to do him, and he doesn't care what you think.
And I think that's the difference now, is I think he's always been that way,
but
he's now more just open about not putting on a face.
Yeah, he's really got that attitude of, I've earned the right to say whatever I want to say at this point. Like, I'm an expert in my field, and I'm going to, you know what, I'm just going to say what I want to say. I don't need other people to tell me whether or not it's right or wrong.
So does he go to New York, or does he go to the Raiders?
I don't think he goes to the Raiders. I think if he goes anywhere, it's New York. And if he doesn't go to New York, he's either in Green Bay or he's retired.
Yeah.
He's a West Coast guy, but nobody, like, other than Seattle, needs a quarterback. But Seattle really wants Geno.
Yeah, they want Geno. They want to give Geno a chance. I think they'd rather pay Geno than pay Aaron at this stage.
Yeah.
Geno's kind of a hero. He's in a good spot there. He's you know, people are happy with him. Just ride that, you know. And then
contract, it'll be a matter of how many years do you give them.
Well, that's going to be the tough part there. But you know, quarterbacks are playing until they're 40, right? So you got to let them, give them a 4-year, you know. I don't know. And I don't think Oakland Excuse me. I don't think Las Vegas.
Oakland definitely doesn't need a quarterback.
I don't think Las Vegas wants him because I think that, you know, you got Josh McDaniels there. He's got several other people he could be choosing from.
I think he wants just to have his guy and do his thing.
He doesn't want to go get the established veteran quarterback. He wants a guy that he can say, I found this guy. I made him who he is. This is my feather in my cap.
That's worked so well for him so far.
Right?
Jimmy G.
Yeah, well, you know what? Tim Tebow had his best season under him. I'm just saying. Didn't he? Or did he get fired in the end of his best season under the next guy? Under Fox?
No, Fox was all Manning.
Was he?
I was part of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. The point is, McDaniel wants his guy. He thinks he's a mini Belichick. He wants to do things his way.
Which is the reason why Jared said him. Who has a relationship, obviously. Him and Drew are boys. You know that, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're tight. So, anyhow.
I'm enjoying this.
Sorry. The fandom. At least I'm open about it.
All right. Okay, well.
But yeah. But I don't like him in that situation personally. But anyhow. Yeah, I mean, we're just in a change of the guard. And, you know, to your point, like, you know, getting back to, I guess, draft and stuff like that, like, Will Levis is no better than Drew Lock. In having seen both of them play, Will Levis, there's pressing and then there's Will Levis. Okay, like, there's no reason to throw into triple coverage.
No.
Like, there's pressing, and then there's Will Levis. Like, it is a glaring, glaring weakness that the guy can't read a defense.
Yeah.
And I don't get the love thing. I understand he has an arm. He holds on to the ball in the pocket like you wouldn't believe. Like, just look at his last year of tape.
Well, I think it's a physical thing. It's the supermodel that's got nothing going on up here because you've got these physical traits that you and that you want somebody to have. But if you don't know what to do with that, it gets old really quick.
They feel like they can fix that, but they can't fix a Drew Lock. And I just get upset about that. You know, and that's bias. But, you know, it's like, you know, it's one of those things like, I don't get I like CJ Stroud. It'll be interesting to see how his mental goes into the NFL game.
Yeah.
And Young, he's the most mentally ready.
So I think it's going to be interesting because I think analysts are really predicting Young and Levis. I think Stroud keeps kind of getting pushed off to the side.
He does, and I just don't get it.
And I mentioned this to you the other day, but I think that could work out great for Indianapolis. If Indianapolis could draft CJ Stroud and not have to move, then they have a first-round pick to get the guy they want next year.
I think they want Levis.
Well, maybe they do. But imagine if you... I think who you really want if you're Indianapolis is Marvin Harrison Jr. And if you can get the guy who's been throwing to him for the last 3 years.
Worked out okay for Cincinnati to pull one like that.
Right? So if you can sit at 4 and get CJ Stroud and not give up next year's first round draft pick and use that to leverage for Marvin Harrison Jr. And then you reunite these two Ohio State guys. You've got this lineage now of the Harrison family, right? Like, that would be huge for Indianapolis. I think that's the power play that you need to be trying to make if you're Indianapolis.
Yeah, I don't think that you want... So, I do think that the Bears and Houston are wanting, you know, like, the Colts to kind of do that move, that kind of thing, right? You know, or Arizona even at number 3, right? That kind of thing. But
well, Arizona's not going to move back. They're not going to get a quarterback.
They go defensive line. I mean,
yeah, they're going to take one of those two guys on the defensive line, either Will Anderson or
Carter
Carter from Georgia, you know, they're sitting in a perfect spot where they're getting one of those two guys. And that's the thing the Bears have to try to figure out is if we trade back, are we going to miss out on these game-changing pass rushers or defensive stoppers? And they will if they trade too far back.
Mm-hmm.
But with that in mind, so if you end up with, you know, like somebody would have to trade up to number one that's not Houston.
Right. It would have to be Indianapolis.
Right. But if it's like the only...
Or... If Carolina,
right? So Carolina
at nine.
If Carolina moved up,
yeah.
Or Atlanta moved up. If that happened, then you're out of luck if you're Indy.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the way it's going to be probably. But you're going to get one of the three quarterbacks. So maybe you're not out of luck. See what I'm saying?
Unless you're stuck with Will Levis.
Well, I would agree with you.
Sorry, I'm stuck on that subject.
But that's the thing, though. Let's say Carolina trades up and drafts Bryce Young, and then Houston drafts Will Levis, and then Arizona drafts Will Anderson, and you're sitting there at four. You're like, yeah, I'll take C.J. Stroud at number four. Heck yeah. Now, I'm personally, C.J. Stroud's my QB1 in this draft class. I'm not a scout, but that's just, he's my guy.
I like him and Hendon Hooker.
Yes.
Oh,
Hendon Hooker, I think, is great.
Yeah, who's older? But oh my gosh,
you can say he's older, but I say he's experienced.
Exactly, and
my only hesitation about him is which college offense he played in.
Yes.
Okay.
Having known the Heupel offense, and obviously Drew was in that Heupel offense, but I think the mental aspect is there.
Yeah.
But can you get him to read? Like, because Heupel's offense is predicated on reading half the field.
Right.
So, does he read the whole field? You know, that kind of thing. But I think he's got a mental aspect there to him.
I think he's smart. I think, yeah. I like his physical tools.
Oh, yeah. Very underrated physically.
I would take him over Will Levis every day of the week.
Yep.
Every day of the week. And because of his size, I would take him over Bryce Young in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think in college football, I'd understand taking Bryce Young, but like, and I don't want, like, I think Bryce Young's phenomenal. I think he's really great. But, you know, Tua was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, there's a lot of phenomenal quarterbacks that don't work out.
Tua's good.
Yeah. You know,
I like him.
Tua's good, but he was phenomenal in college.
Yeah.
You know, Russ Wilson was phenomenal until he wasn't, right? What's his problem? His size. Can't read down the field.
Well, in the middle of the field. He doesn't, if you look, he doesn't throw in the middle of the field.
And at some stage of the game, you lose that mobility.
Yeah.
100%.
And he has.
You age, you take those hits.
Yeah. We talk about like Drew Brees. Drew Brees was a small guy. When, you know what? He's a Hall of Fame quarterback, right? How many did he win?
One.
Right. Like, so, because it's difficult to be successful with a small quarterback. I think it is.
I think Joe Montana is the only one that really kind of won a whole lot.
And you're talking about a complete different era.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Which, you know, talking about small quarterbacks, where does Baker Mayfield end up?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Do we have time for
that? Well, I mean, you have Baker Mayfield, you have Sam Darnold, you have Drew Locke, you have... who else?
But that's the that's the Kyler Murray draft class, isn't it? Or no, Kyler Murray was the year before that.
Kyler Murray's Drew Locke's year,
right? So was Baker the year before that?
Correct.
So Baker was the one that was ahead of that.
Daniel Jones, I think, ends up as a Giant.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's.
That's working just fine.
That's fine. He's fixed to a degree there, that kind of thing. But he's got physical talent, and
he's got a quarterback minded offensive
exactly
minded coach.
Yeah, for the first time in his career.
Yeah,
amazing how that works. Yeah. So
he also got Derek Carr's out there at this point.
Yeah. Derek Carr, I think, will end up having, like, I think Derek Carr, because he holds all the cars. Even though he's physically, like, talked with New Orleans and everything like that, and I think that would be a good fit for him, I think he just wants to kind of say, no, cut me. You know, that kind of thing. You know, like, I think that, you know, like, why would they give up the draft capital? You know, like, he's probably like, no, guys, you know, I'm probably, you're on my list, but I want to see that through to that, you know, ends, that kind of thing. So, which is unfortunate. I actually like Derek Carr.
Yeah, I don't dislike him. I think we sometimes think he's higher rated. We've talked about this, that he's higher rated than he actually is. But I also think, people are either too high on him or too low on him. Like, there's no in between.
And he's kind of in that Kirk Cousins area.
Yeah, sure. He's probably better than you think he is, but maybe not as good as you want him to be.
He has a ceiling. Yeah. No, Kirk Cousins has a ceiling, right?
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins teams, they don't go deep in the playoffs.
No, they don't. You know, is that because of Kirk Cousins? Or, you know, what causes that? But okay, well, yeah, a lot going on.
Yeah.
So what do you think? We want to call this a wrap?
Yeah, we're going to call this a pre-Super Bowl wrap.
Yep.
Wicked, wicked. Ah!
That was wild.
No.
All right. Well.
Well. Yeah, I'm gonna do what's best for the team. Play again, Chad.